Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Sunday the 21st of August, the 21st Sunday of the year. In today's Gospel, someone asked Jesus, "Sir, will there be only a few saved?" The person was interested in numbers. How many will be saved? Jesus wasn't interested in numbers. For Jesus, the real question is not how many, but how people can be saved. That's why Jesus didn't answer the question directly. Instead, he said, "Try your best to enter by the narrow door, because I tell you, many will try to enter and will not succeed." It's not important to know how many people will be saved, but it is important for everyone to know how to be saved. How can we find the life Jesus promises us? He says, "Try your best to enter by the narrow door." Where is the door? What is the door? Who is the door? Jesus himself is the door. If we live our lives through him, with him, and in him, we receive abundant, endless life. The narrow door offers us everything our hearts desire and more than we can imagine. Why does Jesus call the door narrow? It's narrow not because it's restrictive or exclusive, or because it punishes us, but because Jesus invites us to open the doors of our hearts to him. He wants us to see that we are sinners who need his forgiveness and his love. Jesus calls us to let ourselves be changed by him. Now, it takes courage to do that. Jesus calls us to enter by the narrow door because he wants us to narrow the way we see life and make him the centre of our lives. Jesus wants us to take our whole lives through his door and be changed by him. In our world today, there are many doors we're invited to enter. There is the getting money door, the getting things door, the success and status door, the exciting activities door, the beautiful body door, the internet and chat door, and so on and on and on. All these doors are very attractive. In themselves, there's nothing bad about them. But we have to realise they promise us everything. They tell us that nothing is beyond our reach and that we have the right to the best and happiest life we can imagine. But the happiness they promise is short-lived. These doors take us nowhere. Nowhere. If we focus our lives on entering those attractive doors, we can fail to see Jesus and his narrow door. Today, Jesus challenges each of us to ask ourselves, by which door do I want to enter? Which door do I want to enter? In our world today, it takes exceptional courage, especially for young people, to enter by Jesus' narrow door. It takes courage to recognize that narrow door, which is Jesus, that it promises us happiness and joy that will never end. Today, Jesus asks you and me to walk confidently with him, taking our whole lives through his narrow door. He wants us to open every single part of our lives to him. Jesus' offer, after all, is not about quick-fix happiness and short-lived pleasures. Jesus' offer is about the fullest life possible. Think about that. Jesus' offer is about the fullest life possible. And it's with the promise of endless, abundant life that Jesus invites each of us to try our best to enter by the narrow door. To try our best to enter by the narrow door. By which door do I want to enter? By which door do I want to enter? God bless you all.